Trust me, you're going to love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
We're here today with Mike Geller of Mike's Organic Delivery. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being here today and answering our questions about getting organic produce delivered to our homes. Mike, I wanted to start out by asking you, what is your background?
So my background is essentially I did a bunch of different things in my younger years, but I was in the music industry. I was in the advertising industry, did special events and a bunch of different things professionally, lifelong gardener, cook, outdoorsman, all that good stuff.
Now, Mike, I wanted to also ask you, what exactly is Mike's Organic Delivery?
So Mike's Organic Delivery is really a true connection with the people that grow and raise our food. We work with roughly 30 different small producers, predominantly local within 60 to 70 miles of where we're located in Stamford, Connecticut. But we also partner with some amazing places, a Native American tribe in Alaska that we get our wild sockeye salmon and other kinds of wild fish from. But we're this direct bridge with the farmers and producers. Every week we go to the farms, we pick up all the freshest produce, meat, cheese, dairy, you know, eggs, all kinds of great stuff, bring it back to our location, and then deliver it right to you in your home, along with recipes, storage tips, and all kinds of information.
Great. So you had mentioned some of the other things that you deliver, but can you just go over that again? Besides produce, what else can you deliver?
Sure. So what we've really seen, Nicole, I started the business 7 years ago, and initially it was really just produce, and then we did some meat and other things. And what you've really seen is just this incredible proliferation of new products that are coming out all the time, focused on being sustainable or organic or local or other things like that. So we're delivering everything now from gluten-free mini muffins to grass-fed cheddar cheese to gluten-free granola, some raw sprouted organic nuts from California, fruit jams, soups, all kinds of different things that are really becoming available. We just got a new product in today, which is rod and reel caught canned albacore tuna from Oregon. And it's been a really exciting time. We've grown the number of products that we've had, I would say, by 300% in the last 2 years or so.
Wow, that is incredible. So you said you're located in Stamford, Connecticut, but what areas do you deliver to?
So we deliver in Fairfield and Westchester counties and not the entire counties of both. We deliver essentially in Fairfield County from Greenwich all the way up to Weston, Wilton, Westport area, also Fairfield. And then Westchester County, we're in Rock, Harrison, Larchmont, Mamaroneck, Scarsdale, kind of that whole area of Westchester County.
That's great. So you span a lot of towns. There's something you can bring to everyone.
We do, yeah.
How about when do you deliver? Is there a specific day? Is it twice a week? What is the delivery schedule?
Yep. So deliveries are made once a week. The way that it works is that people head to our website, which is just mikesorganicdelivery.com, and you pick out what you like for the coming week. You order by Sunday at 5 p.m. On Monday, we send you an email, which includes your delivery time. It's a three-hour window, along with a list of everything that's coming. If you get a produce basket, all the items in your basket, recipes, et cetera. And then we deliver Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So you're getting your food from the farm within 48 hours, which is so much fresher than you can get it pretty much anywhere else.
Wow. What if someone is not home during the delivery time? Is it okay you just leave it for them at their front door? How does that work?
Absolutely. So a lot of our customers are busy. They're on the go. And we understand that. And the whole point of this is to make this entire experience of getting fresh, delicious foods convenient. So absolutely. We either ask that you leave a cooler by the door if you're not home, if you know you won't be home, or if you have to run out, we deliver in insulated silver bags. We'll put everything in the bag for you, leave it by the door, and it'll all be fresh and perfect by the time you come home.
Great. And how long is your delivery season?
We deliver all year, so we only close about 3 weeks out of the entire year. We have two kind of delivery seasons. We're about halfway through one of them now. We have one season, which is our winter-spring season. It runs January through May 23rd. And then our summer season runs May 30 through October 31st. We take 1 week off, and then we have a little mini-season, which runs in November and December. We also do Thanksgiving turkeys at that time, prepared side dishes, all that great stuff.
Okay, so now I have a question. So you're in the middle of a season. Is somebody able to jump right in and start filling out an order and getting something next week, or do you have to wait now till the summer season?
Absolutely. So the two ways people order from us, Nicole, are essentially a full season package. So you can either sign up for deliveries every week for the entire season. You don't have to go back to the site unless you want to add something, or you can just shop week to week, just like you'd shop for your groceries anywhere else. And there's no limitation on that. You can do that each week, every week for the whole season. So you can join at any time. Our season packages are also prorated, so you can jump in for the season at any time as well.
Okay. And how long in advance do you need to order to get your delivery the Monday, Tuesday, or what did you say? When's the delivery? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Deliveries are Tuesday, Wednesday. The order deadline is Sunday. It's Sunday at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you order by Sunday. On Monday, we send you all the info about your delivery and what you're getting, and then your delivery comes on Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's really only, I guess, theoretically 48 hours is the order deadline to when the first deliveries are made.
Okay, great. So Sunday night, we sign up, and then the delivery is Tuesday or Wednesday. So that's easy enough. Yeah. That's great. Okay, one other thing I wanted to ask you was, now, you said you can sign up for the whole season. You could sign up weekly. What if somebody just wanted to do a one-time delivery just to check it out because they've never done this before?
Sure, and we would always recommend that. I mean, a lot of our customers do the full season, but we always recommend trying it out, seeing how it works for you. So that's basically how a lot of our customers order. They just go to the site, and they just visit a section that says shop for weekly groceries. You pick out exactly what you want. The only thing that comes preset from us is the produce basket because it's just how the farmers pick. They're not picking, let's say, spinach every week. So you can't order produce piece by piece, but you'll pick out what you want. Everything else is a la carte. If you want a T-bone steak or you want, you know, some organic milk, you can get those things. You check out, and that's it. So there's no commitment at all unless you want one.
Okay, great. So it's like when you do other supermarket shopping, you just go through the assortment, pick what you want, and then it's delivered to you.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now you talked a little bit about the assortment of produce, and you said that's picked out from the farm. So let's say we got the produce. What's usually in the assortment? What's the breakdown like?
So there's two different sizes of basket. One is for couples and singles. One is for families, but for the typical, you know, fruit and veggie basket, which you would get at this time of year right now, you'll have two fruits and seven vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, the basket contains six kiwis, six royal mandarin tangerines, about a half pound of arugula. You also had some sweet potatoes in there. You had carrots. You had empire apples. What else is there? Some scallions. And one more item that I'm forgetting. Usually we'll mix it up with greens at this time of year, fruits, greens, root veggies, and a few other things that we sprinkle in throughout the season.
Great. Now, how many would that box serve? How many family members?
We say family of four. You know, most of our customers, I mean, I would say that 95% of our customers are moms.
Yes.
So we say a family of four, which is two adults, two children. You know, if you have two boys that are in their teens, you might need to get a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is enough. I mean, we also give you recipes to correspond with what you're getting to make meals. And the basket's $52. So for $52 of produce for the week, it's a really nice amount, and the quality is incredible.
Okay, now for somebody like me, and I've gotten your delivery and I love it. I think it's amazing. I plan on doing it for the whole summer. My daughter is like a fruit fiend. She loves fruit, has it as a snack all day long. Can you up the amount of fruit? Because two choices might not be enough for some families. So can you
do
that?
And absolutely. One of the things that you learn, I think, just in life is to be flexible and adaptive and listen to people. So a few years ago, we had some customers asking for that. So we created something called the fruit supplement. So you can add on two additional fruits to your basket. And they're different than the ones you're getting. So I think the fruits this week were, we had some little Satsuma mandarins, which are delicious, and we had Candy Crisp apples. So yes, you can add extra fruits. You can also modify your basket. Like if you order a fruit and veggie basket, on Monday when you get the list of recipes, and the two most polarizing things I've seen food-wise for some reason are beets and cilantro. I don't know if you like or don't like those things, but a lot of people hate cilantro. So if you're getting something you don't want in your basket, on Monday when we send you the recipes, you can just say, hey, guys, can you give us no cilantro and give us some extra apples, and we'll make that modification for you.
Yeah, I happen to not mind beets or cilantro. My kids don't either. The problem is like when I get that raw beet, I am like frozen because I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to cook this? So I'm not that great with those kind of, so a lot of times when I do get the produce basket, I get all this stuff and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to cook this. So I think the recipes are great to have.
The recipes are great to have. And I think one aspect of this whole kind of idea of getting food from the farms is just embracing a little bit of variety in your food. If you try something once a month and you don't like it, we'll never bring it again. But things do taste different. Like people say beef tastes like dirt, but if you get them from the farms, they're so sweet and they have so many antioxidants. They're so good for you. So, you know, good to try. And if it doesn't work, then you go back to what works for you.
And they're so good in salads. And, you know, when I go out and there's a beet salad, I always order it. But sometimes just to get that beet in the produce box, you're like, oh my God, what is this? You know, it's funny.
Scary, but we do them. The thing I always do with them is I slice them like thinly, almost like chips, and toss them with some olive oil, roast them in the oven at like 400 degrees, salt and pepper, and they taste like little sweet potato chips. Their kids love them, and they're pretty, and they're really easy to make.
So we got some great information about having some produce and other foods delivered to your home. Mike, I want to ask you, where do you source your produce? Because you said a lot of it is local, and you mentioned something coming from California. Could you tell us?
Sure. So the main thing with produce is we've created this whole system where we can get anything we want at any time of year. Every day of the week, you can walk into the supermarket and buy strawberries. And in a way, that's amazing. And it's a feat of science, I'll say. At the same time, it doesn't necessarily provide you with the most flavor, the most nutrition. So we really focus on sourcing our food from as close to here as we can. In the summer, every single thing that we sell produce-wise comes within 60 miles of Stanford. In the winter, a lot of it still is. You know, our farmers, they do amazing things. They have things in the root cellars like apples and pears, beets, potatoes, carrots, you know, celery root, all those things which will store for the winter. They also grow for us out in the fields, even although this was a very mild winter. Even the last two winters we had, which were brutal, they have high tunnels, which are only heated by the sunlight and the ambient air temperature. And we had crispy kale and beautiful spinach and scallions and all those types of things. And then we do work with a small co-op in California, Certified Organic Farms, and we get things like artichokes and kiwis and, you know, grapefruits and all kinds of great stuff throughout the winter season as well.
Great. Is all of your produce organic?
So all of our vegetables are certified organic. All of our fruit for the entire winter season is certified organic. In the summertime, we sell some organic fruits. We also sell some which are IPM, which stands for Integrated Pest Management. Very prevalent method that is used in the Northeast. Essentially means no spraying, no carcinogenic sprays, no chemical fertilizers or anything like that. But they reserve the right to spray with something if they're going to lose a crop. And the pests up here in the Northeast are a lot different than in other places. So we always focus on getting organic produce. We do have some IPM produce, and oftentimes it's never sprayed throughout an entire season.
Okay. So why do you choose to sell organic?
You know, Nicole, organic is one of those really funny words, and obviously my company is called Mike's Organic Delivery, so it is important to me. At the same time, one of the things that we've really been learning and kind of exploring is, what does that word truly mean anymore? You know, is a certified organic tomato from Mexico in January better than a local tomato from here that's not organic in August? And it's really up to the person. I would say that a lot of the farms we use, most of them are certified organic, but many of them are not certified because it's expensive to get that label. It can be up to $15,000 for a farmer to get that label, and it is restrictive in some ways. So we're really open to everything. We try not to focus on just the name, more of the growing methods, how they grow things, you know, what they do, what they use to spray, and that's the benefit of going to the farms every week. You know, I got married in October, and I had about 20 farmers at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to really have that dialogue with the farmers and say, hey, you know, how are you guys growing this? Or, hey, you know, are these animals, what are they eating? And that's the information that in this day and age, we just don't have access to when you go to the store or even anywhere else.
Right. And I do think there's a difference just getting it locally grown than, you know, going to your supermarket. I definitely think the colors and taste is much better.
Without question.
Yeah. So is it safe to say that organic produce is healthier than conventional produce?
It is safe to say that. It is, because what you will find is a lot of times with organic, it's not what you're getting, but it's what you are not getting. So when you look at conventional fruit, let's say if you got a conventional apple, those are sprayed with 28 different kinds of chemicals every 3 days, essentially for the entire growing season. They're using herbicides to kill all the plants on the ground. So you're getting a lot of things, we'll call them chemicals, what have you, carcinogens that you don't want to put in your body. So certified organic is a way to ensure that you're not getting some of those things. What I would say, though, is that it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're getting all the things you want, like we just mentioned. A locally grown tomato that's picked off the vine on Monday and you get on Tuesday is so much more nutrient-rich than a tomato that had to bounce across the country for 2 weeks and go to, you know, a couple different inventory spots in order to get to your supermarket type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But organic is important. It's just the only thing I wanted to add to that is that we've kind of created this two-class system with food, kind of like Republican and Democrat. You've got conventional and organic. And, you know, the perception is that organic good, conventional bad. And that is true in some cases, but there's so many different levels between, you know, mass farms, conventional, and small certified organic. And it's important to understand as much as you can about the food, like I said, asking the questions if you can. We're just big label readers in this country.
Mm-hmm. Right, we have become big label readers. I have a funny story for you. So there's a local restaurant here that prides itself on growing all of its fruits and vegetables. Everything is organic. It's like a Mexican theme. And we went there for lunch, and as you're walking out, they have like this big basket of tomatoes. You're supposed to take one. And then when we got home, we noticed the tomatoes had stickers on them.
Yep.
So I'm like, hey, they couldn't have grown. This is not their homegrown organic tomatoes. If, you know, I think they forgot to take. But I think, you know, when people hear organic, they automatically assume better, healthier, and it's really funny.
Absolutely. And I mean, just another quick one. I went to a restaurant in the area, and they had greens from one of the farms that I work with. So I ordered the arugula salad that they were selling, and I got it, and I was like, there's no way these are from that farm. And I left, and I called the farmer. I was like, hey, when's the last time you delivered to so-and-so? And they were like, we haven't delivered there for months.
Oh my gosh.
You know, there is a lot of that, unfortunately, as well.
There really is. But, so I think there is a lot of, once people hear organic and freshly grown in the backyard, they get in restaurants, they go crazy. So,
sure.
But, I'm glad that you're able to bring some of that at least into the home.
I think the biggest thing again is just a direct connection. You know, every Monday I've been with farmers for the last 7 years. So when you have that type of exposure, you're able to just obtain as much information as you can about the food. And that's important.
Right. And I think when you, and it's hard to tell in a restaurant when something is drenched in dressing or, you know, it's served with guacamole. It's hard to tell. But when you get the box in your house and you see it, you can see that it's, you know, locally, you can just tell the difference.
Absolutely.
Which is nice.
Listen, there's 50% of the time you go to a restaurant and you order fish, it's not the species of fish that you order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's just, and I get that. I'm not coming down to restaurants like, sometimes you have halibut on the menu and you run out of halibut, so you put a piece of cod on the plate because it's a whitefish,
mm-hmm.
and it is a lot cheaper. But, you know, that type of thing, again, does happen. So it's just, you know, the more you know about the food you're eating, the more control you have over what you're putting into your body, your family's body, et cetera.
Yes, I agree. Okay, you talked a little bit about price. So just tell us, what is the price range of the family of four box and the add-on,
sure.
just to give us an idea.
Yep. So I would say that all of our pricing is comparable to Whole Foods. Generally, I think we're less expensive on the majority of what we sell compared to Whole Foods. And that's like a farmer's market, let's say. Our produce basket that I mentioned before is $52, and you're getting the 9 items, 2 fruits, 7 vegetables. And it's a really good it's a really nice amount of food. I've really never had someone say it like, you know, we thought there'd be more in the basket, but you're not overwhelmed by it either. Mm-hmm. We do our best, you know, the whole premise of the business pricing wise is to give the farmer the price that they need to get so they can maintain their livelihood. They offer our product to our customers at a fair price so they can afford to buy it and for us to stay in business. And that's kind of what we've tried to achieve with all the pricing. I think that we do a really good job of that.
Mm-hmm. You do. I loved, like, I have been overwhelmed by produce delivery before when it was just like greens coming out of the box like crazy. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, different kinds of lettuces and chicory and all this stuff. And then I got your box and we really loved it because everything was individually packaged nicely. And it was not like everything was like jumping out at you.
No,
all the stuff you don't know how to cook.
Totally. Yeah. That's a big part of it is, look, this has to work, right? I mean, the whole point of it is that people are busy. You're trying to incorporate good food into your diet, but you got lots of stuff going on. So we want to make it as convenient as possible. It's something that's inherently very inconvenient going to 25 farms. We want to make that convenient for you, make it fun, make it exciting, make it something that you want to do every week, not kind of a chore of, oh, I have to blanch collard greens again. That type of thing.
I know, exactly. Why do you think organic costs more?
Well, a short answer to that question would be that our government subsidizes large industrial farming. So mm-hmm. a lot of these farmers, I've spent a lot of time in the Midwest over the years, Illinois, Wisconsin, other places, and all you see when you're driving down the road is corn, soy, corn, soy for miles and miles. All that farming is subsidized by the government, so the farmers are actually getting money in addition to what they're making on the produce, on the commodity, which is not much. Organic farming is not subsidized. So all the farmers that are growing all this incredible produce, they're not really receiving much help from the government. That's number one. Number two is it's harder to grow and it takes longer. You know, if you give a chicken antibiotics, you can have it ready to walk out the door for, you know, for slaughter in 21 days or something crazy. But if you're growing that chicken on the pasture, it's going to take longer. So the inputs are higher with organic farming. There's more labor involved. There's less shortcuts, you know, less chemicals, less things like that. And they're not being mm-hmm. subsidized. So when you put all those things together, you get a product that's a little more expensive. But at the same time, like, it's one of those things, Nicole, where I'm always, and I get it. If you're, you know, tight with money or you're living paycheck to paycheck, you have to do what you have to do to survive. That's life. However, if you do have some disposable income, the way we allocate it is crazy. Like saying I want to buy a third iPhone instead of saying, hey, over the course of a month, I'm going to put better food into my body, which I'm eating, which keeps me alive, which is nutrition. You know, our perspective is a little bit off, I would say, to some degree in that regard.
Right. We're going to take a break in a couple seconds, but Mike, I want to remind you of something. When I first contacted you about your company and I met you first at the Greenwich Town Party way back, mm-hmm. You told me that you had the absolute best strawberries. and that they were incredible, and my daughters are crazy about strawberries. And I have to say, they are tough food critics over here. They loved those strawberries. They were big. They were so sweet. I was like, wow, he is right on the money.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. The problem is they're only in season for about 4 weeks out of the year.
Right.
You know, that's how it works.
They're coming up soon, right? Soon.
Absolutely soon. Another 2 months.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you, because we talked a little bit about organic and buying organic, what food should we always buy organic?
Well, you know, there's the Dirty Dozen, and there's all those kind of lists of things you shouldn't buy that are organic. What I would say, before I give the total answer, what I would say is, again, if you can ask the person who grew your food, that's the best thing to be able to do. If you can ask that question, you can get the answers that you want. If you're just going to go to the store and buy organic, definitely, you know, the types of things that you hear, you know, the things with thin skin where you're eating the skin, things like berries, other things like that, a lot of your greens. You know, I mean, most things, and the main thing for me, actually, more than the produce, although the produce is important, is things like meat, things like milk, things like eggs, those types of things. I mean, you really want to do the best you can to eat, you know, milk or eggs or meat from things that are outside on the grass, that are pasture raised. Organic or not, you know, access to clean air, access to grass, access to sunlight, those are all things that afford us with a wealth of different health properties in our meat, dairy, et cetera. So I would definitely say I haven't bought meat at the supermarket in years just because I go to the farms every week, but that's definitely one thing. The amount of antibiotics and hormones and other things that we're putting into those products are really staggering. I think it was like 70% of the antibiotics used in the U.S. last year were used in our food system.
My gosh. Okay, so this is a big thing that comes up a lot, because we do, as, you know, my other women that I know that have children, and as their kids get older, we're really trying to buy organic meats. And sometimes if you go to Whole Foods and you buy the steaks, they just taste terrible. And is it because we're just so used to all those antibiotics? Like, we cannot seem to find a meat that is, you know, organic, that like tasty. I can't explain it. My kids won't eat it. Sometimes it's tough.
Sure. So what we decided to do is, and I'm not a huge fan of like the whole ranking system at Whole Foods, like through five. I never really liked that. But what we decided to do is this. So we sold 100% grass-fed steaks years ago, and I love them. I'm a big outdoorsman. I've eaten venison, elk, and other things throughout my life. So I'm accustomed to eating meat that's a little tougher, that's, you know, not as tender, et cetera. However, the meat that we get, like, we work with Hemlock Hill Farm. They're in Cortland, Manor, New York. And the cows are outside on the pasture. They eat grass all day. But they also eat brewer's grain, which is rye and barley from Captain Lawrence Brewery. After they brew the beer, the cows get all this kind of, like, you know, barley and rye and other things. So it gives that meat a little softer texture, a little better flavor, a little more marbling. And it's more approachable for people. And I think that that is one factor in all this, right? It's great to say everything's got to be grass-fed meat, but if you don't eat it or your kids don't eat it, then you're not getting the health benefits anyhow. So what we decided to do is we decided to find a really great, it's not even a medium, it's way towards, you know, the end of being grass-fed, but they are getting access to other things, no corn, no soy, no GMOs, but they're getting some things that give the meat a better flavor. So, you know, that's important too. I think that we've tried to do that with everything that we sell anyway, is that we want people to, I want you to love what you're eating, not kind of make your way through your plate.
Okay, great. So we're going to try those steaks.
You should. The rib steaks, Nicole, the rib steaks, those are the ones.
Okay. Got it. I got it. Now, how would you say your prices compare to other produce delivery companies?
So there aren't really a lot of, I would say, direct competitors. I mean, you know, not to name them, but Fresh Direct and Peapod would be places that deliver produce. But the products are so different, you know, for them compared to what we deliver for the most part. So, you know, I would say that our prices compare favorably to most places. I think that, you know, certain items will be more expensive, certain items will be less. But overall, I would say that we're affordable for the quality of produce you're getting, the service, all that. I would definitely say we're affordable. We don't really have a lot of direct competitors as far as delivery goes. Farmers markets, I would say we're probably a bit less expensive than them. than most of them. But, you know, the thing about farmers markets, they're amazing. And I support anyone or anything that supports local farmers. I'm a big fan. But farmers markets are a little like secret. You know, they're tough for farmers. Most farmers don't want to leave their farm for 8 hours on a Saturday and drive down to Union Square and sit on a bench and talk to you or me. You know, they want to be on their farm. They want to be growing food. They want to be doing what they do. So farmers markets, as awesome as they are, they're not always the best thing for farmers. If whatever they don't sell, you know, if they had to sale outside all day, obviously that's not going to be sold. So there's some aspects of them that are a little tricky for the farmers, but I think our prices compare really well.
Okay, what about to supermarkets, like Whole Foods? I think you spoke a little bit about that before.
Whole Foods, for sure. Whole Foods, I think that we compare very favorably with them. You know, things like Stop and Shop, and I don't think A&P's are out anymore. I think it's PacMe now. But things like that, you're definitely, you know, it's kind of like if you're going to A&P or Stop and Shop, which is 100% great if that's what you do, you're probably shopping more on price than you are on, I'll call it, quality. You know, in other words, you're probably focused more on price. So if you go into those places, you will definitely get, you know, things for cheaper. They'll just be different products. That's all.
Right. How about like a Citarella, like a gourmet mini market?
Same. I would say that we're our pricing is better on the majority. Like I know, like, so we sell the wild Alaskan salmon that we sell, which is unbelievable. It's like dark pink and it's lovely and fantastic and delicious. We sell that for like $19.99 a pound. I mean, most places around here sell us for anywhere between $23 and $26 a pound. So, I mean, we're definitely more affordable, I think, on a lot of things. And, you know, again, it's that balance of getting the farmer what they need and making sure our customers can afford it.
Great. Okay, so we touched on this a little bit before, but we will get to choose our menu for like eggs and milk and meat. The produce, we don't really get to choose what's going to be in that box. That's chosen by the farmer. Is that correct? We can choose the add-on, or is that also chosen by the farmer? Or
no, the only thing that's coming kind of preset is that produce basket, again, with modifications available if you don't eat certain things. Everything else will be a la carte, so you'll basically shop just like you would at the supermarket and pick out things you like. But and you know, the produce is one of those things where it's just how the farmers grow, and we have to respect that. And it also really and truly gives you the freshest produce available, because they're picking it on Monday. You want to be getting that on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. So how long will the fruits and vegetables last once they're delivered?
So if you take good care of everything, and we give you storage tips for everything, like one little tip that people just don't kind of know about, and it's so simple, is if you get a bunch of kale or collards or some green like that, Swiss chard, all you have to do is just wrap it in a damp paper towel and put it in your crisper drawer, and it should last for a week for sure. And, you know, that's kind of one of those things where people don't really, you just don't know what to do with things. Same thing, like if you get beets or carrots that have the tops on them, you have to cut the tops off right away. As soon as you get them home, cut the tops off, keep the beets off, cook them. But if you leave the tops on them in the fridge, the tops wick all this moisture away from the roots, and the roots get soft in a couple of days. You take those tops off, they'll be good for weeks. So little things like that, I think, really help the produce last. Everyone who orders from us says that the produce lasts far, far longer than from the store.
Okay.
So, I would say lasts a long time.
Okay, so that's all those storage tips are in your box, in the box that comes.
Every we try to cut down on waste, so every week we email that to everyone.
You email it. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's definitely very good to know. So I wanted to ask, do you get involved with the farmers with what is sent? Like, do they give you choices what to send to your clients,
totally,
or do you just leave everything up to them?
It's kind of like Mike's pick every week. I mean,
really? Okay.
What happens is, you know, I did all the deliveries myself for the first 3 years of this business. So I've been literally in my customer's kitchens for years. So I kind of have developed, I think, hopefully an idea of what people want. Like, people don't want beets every week, that's for sure. So what we try and do is I talk to the farmers every week. They let me know what they're picking. And then I put my order together based upon what we have, you know, for the coming week. And we post everything on the site. So when you go to the website, you click on the produce basket on Thursday, it'll tell you everything that's coming up for the coming week. So you can kind of say, hey, maybe I want this basket. We love citrus or what have you. But I work directly with the farmers to put together the picks for each week.
Okay. That sounds great. So what if you get sick of one item, like you said, the beets, and maybe that's mm-hmm. for 3 weeks in a row? So we can go online, or are you accessible through the telephone or email?
Yeah.
What's the best way to work with that?
So one thing is we'll never give, for the most part, unless it's something like strawberries or blueberries or cherry tomatoes, we'll never give you anything 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll always make sure you have a break on that. And then, yes, if you get something, either you try and don't like it or you just know you don't like it, you can just shoot us an email, give me a call, and just say, hey, Mike, can we just, modify, no beets going forward, and we'd love more fruit or whatever it is, and we'll just make that change, and you'll get a modified basket. You're not the biggest thing that we stress to everyone, Nicole, is just give us feedback. We're really good at being flexible. We just need to know that you don't care for something or you want more of something, and we can usually make that change pretty easily.
Okay, why don't you tell us some of your favorite items in the produce
the farm
and fruit box, and then also some of the a la carte items?
Absolutely. So produce-wise, I would have to say, if I was ranking like my top five, I would definitely say, as you mentioned, the strawberries in June. I mean, not to digress, but I drove to the farm last year, and all the strawberries were in like a thing called the bunker, which is kind of like a garage. They put all the food in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean and everything. And I was in the truck, and my father was with me. I was in a box truck. The windows were up. We were like 30 yards away. They rolled the door to the bunker up, and I turned to my dad, and I said, I smell strawberries. And from inside the truck that far away, you could smell the strawberries. I mean, that's how fragrant they were. So strawberries definitely are up there. Donut peaches, which are
mm-hmm.
for one of my favorite fruits. They're like a little squished down peach. They're across, a white peach and a nectarine.
Mm-hmm.
That would be number two. The arugula is unbelievable this time of year. It's, one of my favorite things for sure. The purple cauliflower we get, the variety is called graffiti. It's like bright neon purple, absolutely gorgeous. And then I would say the candy cane beets. I love beets, and there's an Italian variety called Chioggia beets, which literally look like a candy cane when you slice them, red and white stripes.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my top five produce items. As far as a la carte items that we do, I mentioned to you earlier, the rib steak, which is a bone-in ribeye, is off the charts amazing. I work with an incredible place called The Piggery in Ithaca. Their pork chops are second to none, the best I've ever had. Our eggs, our pastured eggs, are to die for, creamy, beautiful, golden yolks. And also I would say a lot of our cheeses from Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie, they've won a bunch of awards. They do several kinds of raw cows and goat's milk cheeses. Margie is one of my favorite cheeses. It's like a brie, and then they have a fresh goat cheese called Doré-Me, which is incredible. So
okay, I have to interrupt you right here because I want my listeners to know Sprout Creek Farm is run by our Sacred Heart nuns.
That is correct. It was started
Sister
the nuns at Sacred Heart started in I believe the 80s at the school. They had like four cows or something.
Right.
And and then they moved it up to Poughkeepsie, and some of the original sisters, I think you're about to say, are still there.
Yep, they are. Sister Morris is still there, and she comes down to Greenwich Sacred Heart and brings her cheeses, and at Christmas time she sends them to us. So we, on this show and on my blog, we're very familiar with Sprout Creek Farm. We actually had a priest on a few weeks ago that his students do a lot of community service there. So it keeps coming up time and time again.
It's an amazing place. I mean, I actually took my wife and some of our friends and their kids up there like 2 weeks ago. We played with all the baby goats that were being born and did a cheese tasting. It's one of Sprout Creek. I've worked with them for the entire time I've been in business. They're one of my favorite farms to work with. They're just amazing.
Yeah, so it's a favorite of ours here, and we love the ladies up at Sprout Creek Farm. So thank you so much for telling us about that, because we definitely love the cheeses, and I'm sure some people will be ordering that from you for sure. So let's talk a little bit about how the items are packaged, because you used a funny word before, and I totally agree with this, that when you get the box, you can get overwhelmed because it's all this stuff that you're not 100% sure about, and I feel like you do a really good job with your packaging. So could you tell us how we will expect the items to arrive?
Sure. So when you get that email on Monday with what's coming, we actually lay all the items out on a board. We take a picture of them, and we write under each item what each thing is. So when you get your goodies, you can look at that right away, because a lot of people, myself years ago included, didn't know the difference between Mizuna and arugula or whatever. So one thing is giving you the information about saying, here's a picture, here's what everything is, here's what's in your basket. So that's the first thing, being able to identify everything. And then from there, we try to use as little actual packaging as possible, because we try to conserve resources, but we make sure that everything, like your kiwis will be in a little pint container, and your arugula will be in a small biodegradable bag, and your apples will be organized neatly. So everything's organized in the basket when you get it. So you really are able to say, here's what everything is. You look at your picture if you need to, and then you know where to put everything and how to cook everything.
Okay, great. And those bags, could we store them in the refrigerator in the bags, or do you recommend taking them out and putting them out in your own?
No, I absolutely recommend keeping them in the bags that we deliver them in. Yeah, for sure. And the other thing is, when you get things like greens from us, really from anywhere, you don't want to wash those right away. If you wash them and you put them in the fridge, they're going to go bad much more quickly. So you leave them in the bags that we brought them to you in. When you're ready to eat them, wash them and eat them, and then you're good to go.
Okay, great. So we touched a little bit on this. Each box is good for 4 family members. If you need more, you should add on rather than ordering a second box?
You can. I mean, we do have customers that order 2 baskets, but we can modify things to you. So we have a client currently right now who said, I need a basket and a half every week. Can you just give me extras on, 4 to 5 items each week? And we just work that out for her. So sure, I mean, if you guys eat a lot of produce, definitely I would recommend getting some more. We can kind of tailor it to your needs. But the basket tends to be, I think, really good for a family of 4 for the week. Everyone's eating habits are different, clearly. So that sometimes can play in there. But, it's a really nice amount for a family of 4.
Okay, and the delivery is once a week. And it's not like you get the produce on one day and the a la carte another day. It's just once a week.
Everything comes together. If you are home for your delivery, we will take our shoes off. We'll come into the house. We'll put everything out for you on the counter. We will pet the dog, say hi to the kids. And I'm actually being serious. And also tell you a little bit about where everything came from. So, the Chris and Mackenzie, who have worked with us for a while now, and I actually went to high school with both of them. They're younger than me. They know as much about all this food as I do. So they're a really great resource. If you are home, people love getting a delivery, because it's not like we're dropping food up at your door and running away. You know, we're coming in, we're telling you about everything. You can ask questions, and it ends up being a real true connection, which is great. We want that.
Great. Now, Mike, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about so you told us some of your favorite products. What about your favorite recipe? Can you give us a recipe that you like, that you're making soon or have made recently?
Absolutely. So we do recipes every week, like I mentioned, and one of the ones I just submitted actually yesterday for someone else you've heard of green eggs and ham. So I'm doing something for St. Paddy's Day, which is just greens, eggs, and ham, which is like a little healthy spin on that classic dish you see. And it's delicious. It's essentially, to boil it down for you, it's just blanched collards and kale, and then you saute them with some cider vinegar, raw local honey, some garlic, onion, shallots, pepper flakes, things like that. Saute them up, and then you do a nice ham steak on the side with one fried egg, pasteurized fried egg on top. And easy, really easy to make, really quick, and really delicious. And you're getting so many nutrients in all those winter greens that you're kind of incorporating. So people love that one. It's really easy. I make it like once a week. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. You just mentioned something about the raw honey, and I was at the place where I go for facials, and she had it for sale on the counter. So I bought it. I still don't know what to do with it, but what do you recommend with this honey, this raw honey that's become so popular?
Yeah. It is. And a lot of times when you go to the store, Nicole, if you go and buy honey, many times it's not even honey anymore. It's actually corn syrup some China. There's a bunch of stuff going on. But raw local honey is one of those very unique products. It's also, you know, similar to raw milk in that it has so many of those, you know, enzymes and things that your body needs that you just don't get. The whole thing with raw local honey, especially, it's got to be local, because if you're someone that suffers from seasonal allergies, as I used to, if you take a teaspoon of raw local honey every day, you start in the winter, you start, like, you know, now, a little earlier, you can actually completely cure yourself of seasonal allergies, because every time you eat that honey, it's like a little immunological booster shot for your system. Mm-hmm. You know, those bees are pollinating all those flowers, a lot of them are the same ones you have allergies to. So raw local honey is incredible. It is a superfood. I highly recommend it, as long as you're not allergic to honey, eating it as often as you can. And there's other things from the bees as well, things like propolis and things like bee pollen, lots of other things. So this time of year, raw local honey is something I would highly recommend incorporating as much as you can into your diet.
Really? And what, you just mix it? What do you do with it? You eat it with the spoon? Do you put it in tea? Do you put it in?
Absolutely. So I do all these. I definitely will eat it, you know, from a spoon, because I love honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do your kind of traditional apples, for the kids anyways, apples drizzled with raw honey in tea, in your cooking even. I use honey a lot in my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if I'm making like a lamb stew, or even if I'm making a pork shoulder, I'll still use honey in there. But I try to eat it cold. I try not to heat it up as much as I can, so it retains as many of those health properties as possible. But the really cool thing about raw honey is that it actually is good forever. If you have it in a jar, it'll turn mm-hmm. hard, like almost like, you know, like hard sugar. You put it in a pot with some not boiling, but warm water, take the lid off, heat it up for a few minutes, and it'll completely reliquify and
mm-hmm.
it's good forever.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. It's incredible stuff. I really, truly can't say enough about how good it is for you.
And you can order that through you from your
Absolutely.
Assortment?
Yep. We sell raw local honey from Sharon, okay. Connecticut. It's only about 35, 40 miles from here.
Great. Perfect. Okay, so there's one other thing that people have been asking me about, the delivery and local farms. Do you have any volunteer opportunities for families?
So the answer is sure. We mm-hmm. do as much as we can in the community. So, like, yes, it'll range from visits to the farm to maybe coming in and helping us out at the warehouse or what have you. Or if it's not directly with us, there are loads of farmers that we work with that do need help from time to time. So, absolutely. Like, I was at a client's house last week just helping her son with his garden, you know, mm-hmm. because he really is into it. He's 12 years old. So, absolutely. There's always opportunities to come in and help, and it's just a matter of timing and what's available, but we love people coming and helping out.
Wow, that's great. And our last question, how can our readers and listeners get started with you?
Okay.
With your deliveries.
So, absolutely. So everything is done through the website. You just go to mikesorganicdelivery.com, all one word. You can Google it. You can look it up. That way it comes right up.
We're going to link it. We're going to link it, and also we're going to put it out on our social media as well for you.
Oh, cool. Awesome. So people will be able to see what's going on. And then you just go to it. You can look around the site. You go to order now, which is right in the middle of the page, and you can choose either full season packages or shopping for weekly groceries. And you shop. If you have questions, you can call me, you can email me. We're always available. And it's a great time of year to get started, because you've got a lot of things that are starting to come in season, and you've still got a lot of those great, you know, apples and pears and great winter things too. So yeah, check the site out, and everyone loves it. I got to tell you that, you know, I know it's my company, and obviously I'm very biased that, you know, it's good, but people love it. We really, and it's all about the farmers. It's not about us. It's about the people that grow and raise your food, and that's really important to know.
Okay, well, Mike, thank you so much. We will be putting all the links for everybody to get in touch with you and start their deliveries.
Sounds great, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll be back next week with Up to the Minute with Nicole.